Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Show's brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? As an exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Murad can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
We're at Uptown Alley in Manassas. Third time we've ever been out here for the show. Last year, we were here before the Chicago Bears game through the season.
I'd forgotten that that was the game that we were here for.
Lest people forget, that was the Hail Mary game.
Yeah, pretty good.
So 2 days before the Hail Mary heard round D.C., we were right here previewing that game. And, in fact, we spent the entire day not knowing if Jaden Daniels was going to play or not.
That's
because
right.
He had a cracked rib.
Uh-huh.
We didn't know exactly what was going on. We still haven't been told he broke his rib by the team, but we now know he broke his rib. So then he had the Hail Mary on that Sunday against the Bears. Then the next time the show was out here, I missed it. You and Toby were doing the show because I had the flu. But it was the Friday before the Lions playoff game.
That's right.
When Washington whooped that ass in Detroit. I think that's the technical term. They went to Detroit and just destroyed the Lions. And Jaden Daniels played the game of his career. Made the best throw I've ever seen. Not just him, but maybe anybody throw in the playoffs. Just kind of like flipping the ball from next to his, you know, peck. 63 yards downfield to De'Ami Brown on a loop that almost hit the top of the dome at Ford Field. And I still am bummed I missed that. You guys had a packed house that day. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was incredible.
Leading up to a game that got the boys to the NFC Championship game. So we're 2-for-2 out here. And while the Commanders won't win this weekend, they also can't lose.
They're undefeated when we come to Uptown Alley.
Which,
period.
This season, not losing is probably every bit as good as a win. They've gone 2 months without a win. They've got the not winning thing covered, but they cannot lose because we're here.
They've gone 2 months with only losses. This won't be a loss. That's breaking the streak. It's because we're here.
Uptown Alley,
Uptown
boys and
Alley,
girls.
Man.
If you're in the Manassas area, come on out. Hang with us. We're here until 6:30. Also, if you guys are hanging out at the bar in-house here, you can sign up for Wizards tickets. Make sure you put your name in the box right here. We're pulling a winner to give somebody tickets to go see the Wiz approaching the holiday season. All right, without further ado, we've got a listener who came up to us, introduced himself, and, he said, I got an idea for you guys, and I was like, whoa.
Okay.
It's a really good idea, and we're actually going to play the game right here and right now at 5 o'clock. So what is your name? Where are you from?
Kevin, and I'm from Centerville.
Kevin in Centerville.
Kevin from Centerville.
We know Kevin in Centerville.
You guys do know Kevin
yes.
from Centerville. I was here for the last time you guys actually
That's
were
right.
at Uptown.
That's right, yeah.
So.
And you've been a caller, and you know the drill on the show. So I get now why you knew that we would love this so much.
And especially, Grant, knowing you know what a history buff you are
yes.
and stuff like that, I figured that this would be right up your alley in terms
your
of the game.
Your Uptown alley?
Thank you. I don't even
That's
know that
me.
I'm a history buff, but I'm interested in it, and it's something that will appeal to me.
Yeah, how
sure.
good do you have to be a buff? What's
I don't
the,
know.
What's buff level?
Like, I would stop short of saying I'm a buff.
I'm not a buff.
I'm intrigued by it. I like it.
I'm pro.
But we're about to find out. If we're smart enough to know if people are college football players or signed the Declaration of Independence. So Say what you said to me, to the people. How did you come up with this game?
So I was going through the list of draft eligible players this year and noticed kind of the trend. You know, there's always the guys, as you said, the Storm Ducks, the Divine Diablos, the fun names in the draft class.
And who's my guy that I love with the Bucks? Yaya Diaby.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Perfect.
Let's go. Yaya Diaby.
Yaya Diaby.
And I noticed a trend with this year's draft class. Like, it's not as strong in that sense, but there's a lot of guys with, like, really old-timey-sounding names, enough so that I was like, man, it sounds like this is the group of the Founding Fathers that signed the Declaration or the Constitution. And so I figured I would play this game with my family at Thanksgiving, but figured that this would be a fun one to run by you guys as well.
All right, let's do this. So
here we go.
Founding Fathers or college football players.
Correct.
On Grant and Danny. So, Darius, hit the game show music, if you please. Kevin in Centerville, I believe you've got the list.
I do.
All right, we're ready.
All right, your first name is Rufus King.
This one's actually perfectly good.
Yeah. Because they're all like this.
The first, like, my initial thought when he said Rufus, I was like, oh, 100% he signed the Declaration. And then he said Rufus King, and I'm like, oh, that guy's definitely like a quarterback who runs power off tackle for some directional Florida. I'm going to say Rufus King. Well, you go first, Danny.
Draft prospect. Final answer.
I'm going to say, yeah, the King last name makes me think football. I'm going to say Rufus King, football player.
Rufus King is from Massachusetts and signed the U.S.
Constitution. Son of a bee sting.
This is going to be harder
than I
thought.
Son of a bee sting.
Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
And he signed which one?
The U.S. Constitution.
Things you hate to see. Not the Constitution.
Was good. Good document.
I didn't think he'd get us, and here we are, 0-1. All right, from now on, let's work together. Forget that we're going to both try.
I learned a lot of names through my schooling, and I thought they'd all be familiar. That was okay. That's a 5-hole shot.
0-1.
Me. Damn it.
Your next name is Quincy Rhodes Jr.
Rhodes Jr. makes you think independence, but isn't that the whole point?
Yes, that's the point of this exercise.
I think this is going to be a football player.
I'm going through my role. Now, again, there were 50-some people that signed the Declaration of Independence. I don't know how many people signed the Constitution. Top of my head.
How much crossover was there on that Venn diagram?
I don't know that any of the same signees were there, but I think it was like 50-something on the Constitution and like 39-ish on the Declaration. Don't quote me on that.
Okay. See, I thought it was the opposite. So there you go. That shows how much I remember. Not a buff, I guess. I think that's a draft prospect. Do you think he was going two signees in a row?
I don't know Kevin well enough to go into the psychology of how he's going to operate. However, I just think the first time it sounded more like the thing that we got wrong. So I'm going reverse psychology. I think it's football player.
Football player.
This is a football player.
Football player.
Quincy Rhodes Jr. plays edge at Alabama.
Let's go. Here we go.
We are on the board. 1-1. May the best man win.
Your next name is Caesar Rodney.
Caesar Rodney.
Caesar Rodney.
Damn, this is so much harder than I thought.
Now, is there a chance he's a middle reliever?
Obscure
one?
I kept the baseball players off the list this time.
No Caesar Rodney.
Certainly not Fernando Rodney's nephew. What was your initial thought? My initial thought is that Caesar Rodney is a football player.
I think Caesar Rodney signed a document.
Do you?
I do. I can't.
Caesar?
I don't know why.
You think Caesar was a popular name back then?
No,
founding
and that's why it stands out. That everyone's going like, "What signature is this?" Pray tell, Jonathan. That's a Caesar. Caesar Rodney signed something.
If Caesar Rodney did sign the document, how would he sound talking?
Caesar Rodney. He's from New England. There, Caesar Rodney, New Hampshire. I signed the document because it's important for us to establish these United States, sir. And everyone claps. That, right?
Sounds like a Kennedy. I will agree with you.
I don't feel good about it.
I was going to go in a different direction, but we're brothers in arms here. Let's do it.
Show me signee.
Caesar Rodney was from Delaware and signed the Declaration
here
of Independence.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Here we go. Here we go.
Two.
Yep.
We got two. Delaware.
From Delaware.
Do we know what he did in Delaware?
I have no idea. I had the list originally when I pulled it, and I couldn't tell you now.
I'm going to say he's a Del Cave townie who wants to, you know, grow up and be like Joe Flacco.
He was a lawyer.
Yep.
Founding father, signee, declaration, famous for a dramatic midnight horseback ride to break Delaware's tie vote in favor of independence. Holy, this guy's a hero.
This guy's silly.
This guy was flying on a horse.
Look at a picture of him. That's nubs.
This guy is not a great-looking guy.
That's nubs.
born in 1728.
Half white hair, half the opposite on the other side. Yeah. I mean, there's no just for men going on there with that guy.
Continental Congress, first president of Delaware, which is a governor.
Silly.
If memory serves, I think he was a named character in the movie 1776.
Was he?
I believe so.
Caesar Rodney.
Caesar Rodney.
I thought he was a quarterback at UTEP. But all right, here we go.
Here we go.
We're up 2-1.
Your next name is John Henry Daly.
John Henry Daly is so easily trying to lead us the path of a signing.
It sounds like a signing.
And he's trying to prey on, like, Patrick Henry and all the Johns.
The three names that are all standard issue.
So he clearly grabbed a college football player who sounds like a signee. Are you in agreement with me that this is 1,000% a college football player?
This guy signed to play college football.
I've never been more sure about anything. This is a football player.
Show me a football player.
Your instincts were very good. John Henry Daly plays edge at Utah.
Utah!
You're not going to beat us again. You got us once. It won't happen again.
I bet you he gets us again.
Your next name is Emmanuel McNeil Warren.
Son of a bitch.
By the way, three in a row right now.
Yeah. Emmanuel McNeil Warren. And it sounds like a judge. Judge Emmanuel McNeil Warren Poseidon. You know, kind of a thing.
Emmanuel is not a name that I would correlate with that time. And like,
I would. I feel like that's what dudes were named.
Emmanuel?
At. Yeah.
Emmanuel, do you hear Emmanuel? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's Emmanuel Forbes, okay? I wish we still had him.
What's
okay.
his name again?
Emmanuel McNeil Warren.
The fact that there's three names as well, again, he's trying to prey on the signee thing.
See, I feel like he signed.
I'm kind of leaning that way myself. Also, he's gone a couple, you know, we've gotten a recent player here.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he's just going to start ripping off players.
Yeah, but you're getting yourself into trouble. Because that would make three straight players if it is a player. I think it's a signing.
I think it's a signee as well.
Show me signee.
Emmanuel McNeil Warren plays safety at Toledo.
Damn it! Fart noises.
Ah! And just like that.
Yep, I lost it.
He gets us again. 3-2.
Sugar.
Where does he play?
He plays safety at Toledo.
Toledo?
Toledo.
Does he?
Toledo.
I knew it. Come on, man.
Oh, right. Toledo.
All right, so you've got two. We've got three. How many do you have there?
I think I got two more.
All right, let's do best of seven. If we win that, like, we're up 3-2.
We do not want to go back to Centerville.
No, I'm not going back to
Centerville. We're at home right now. Let's close it out.
At home
right
here.
I do not want to go to a game seven.
Game six, let's end this thing.
All right, to clinch it potentially, your name is Thomas Hayward Jr.
That's a football player. Thomas is everybody's name back then who signed the Declaration of Independence. But he gave us a junior. Junior's a football player.
Grant, I don't know about that one, dude. I think that guy might have signed. That might be rattling around in my memory, someone that signed something.
Thomas Haywood Jr.?
Thomas Haywood Jr. Hayward or Haywood?
Hayward.
Hayward.
Thomas Hayward Jr.
Hey, you keep saying Wood. It's Ward.
Hayward.
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 Hayward. Hayward.
I don't know that it matters. Does it? I mean, now
it
you
doesn't
know
matter
that,
to me.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, if only I knew the pronunciation. Now I know.
Wait,
what
oh, Wood? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought you were saying Haywood. Now that you're saying Hayward, he's definitely from Rhode Island.
He might be. It might be rattling around in my brain. You listen. I've governed it too much. You decide. Tie-breaking vote.
Well,
it goes to you.
Your level of confidence 1 to 100.
3.
Okay, then I'm going to say he's a football player.
Thomas Hayward Jr. was from South Carolina and signed the Declaration of Independence.
I thought I had that one.
Things that you hate to see.
I wasn't confident enough to overrule. I'm not mad.
We got to deal with the Game 7.
Now we got to go to Centerville. Anything can happen in the Game 7.
You never want to have a Game 7 on the road. You never want to go to Centerville for a Game 7.
Damn it.
You had a chance in front of your crowd, and our crowd doesn't even travel that well to Centerville.
No.
We're playing. It's a hostile environment.
Not for us for this.
We're doing a press conference before the game talking about how our guys aren't tight. We're loose.
We're looking to embrace this moment, right? I mean, if you ask me before this whole thing started, would I take a Game 7 trying to name a Declaration of Independence signee or a draft prospect? I'd have said, hell yeah, man. Embrace the ride. That's what I told the guys. That's what I told the guys. Hey, we're here. All right? How we got here don't matter. We are here. Enjoy the moment.
Look into the eyes of the man next to you.
Enjoy it.
Why do you play this game? For moments like this.
Bow your heads.
48 minutes for the rest of your life. Let's go win a Game 7. All right, we're ready. We're ready for Game 7.
Gentlemen for all the marbles.
Yes.
Your final name is Gunning Bedford Jr.
Son of a beast.
All right.
Gunning?
Gunning Bedford Jr.
Gunning Bedford Jr.
Gunning.
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 Gunning. Can you, spell it, please?
Gunning, G-U-N-N-I-N-G.
Could you use it in a sentence like, did Gunning Bedford sign the Declaration of Independence?
Like, during the fight for independence, they were gunning down the Redcoats.
Gunning.
Okay. Gunning.
Gunning.
Bedford Jr. How do you spell Gunning. Bedford?
B-E-D-F-O-R-D.
Oh, okay. Okay. Not you
Bedford.
I'm not sure Bedford. I can use that one in a sense.
Bedford.
Gunning Bedford.
Bedford. Junior.
Could, I tell you what, one more question for context. Did he sign the Declaration of Independence?
I think we're going to have to hold off on that one. I'm going to wait to answer your question.
What's your initial thought?
Signed.
I thought so, too.
But now I'm all thrown.
I thought so, too. Initial thought was he definitely signed. But it's all on the line here. So that's my lean. You can either come with me or you can spin us in the other direction.
Thelma and Louise, brother, let's go together off the cliff.
All right. Gunning Bedford Jr. signed the Declaration of Independence. Game 7, championship on the line. Final answer.
Gentlemen, Gunning Bedford Jr. was from Delaware and signed the U.S.
Here we go!
Let's go! And that's how you win a Game 7.
Well done.
Nats in Houston, baby. Steven Strasburg and Max Scherzer just went to Houston and came back World Series champions.
Bang on that trash can.
Howie Kendrick just hit the foul pole.
Howie Kendrick, part two.
Do you believe?
Yes.
Dave Jagler. Grant and Danny off the foul pole. Do you believe?
Oh, buddy.
That was fun. Thank
Man,
you.
Man, what a game.
Boys, I appreciate you having
Let's
me on.
Hear
Thank
it for
you so
Kevin
much.
Kevin,
Centerville.
That's a hell of a game.
That's a game.
God, that's a game.
Your family's in for a treat on Thanksgiving. That'll be good. All right, next on Grant and Danny, we will do this game again. No, I'm just kidding. Next on Grant and Danny, the biggest storylines in Week 12 in the NFL. We'll hit those. And is Deebo Samuel coming back to Washington? That's the big question on the fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny from Uptown Alley in Manassas, live on The Fan. Come on out. We're here until 6:30, another hour from right now. Some Nats news to get you in a second. One more thanks to our listener, Kevin in Centerville, put together a fun game for us. Ended up grilling us on college football players or signees of the Declaration of Independence. You know, you hear the commercials.
Yes.
VA 250 Paulson.
GP 250, yeah.
We're celebrating 250 years of the United States of America and of the great Commonwealth of Virginia, which is...
Doing great?
Doing great.
Oh, I nailed it. I'm so nervous.
So I was at Mount Vernon with the family last week. We're going to Monticello here. Sounds like I got some more passport stamps to get, though. I got some learning to do on the Declaration of Independence.
Well, I mean, I studied it 30-some years ago, and I remembered, I thought a lot of names, and I didn't, I suppose. We're getting text messages. They're flying in congratulating us on our big Game 7 win.
A lot of people are excited for us.
Bobby Blanco said congratulations and how proud he was of us to come in clutch like that. He said that. That was very nice of him.
Our boss told us remember where we were.
So you remember where you were. You know, we joked a lot, and I know we do have a real show today.
Yeah, we got to get back to it.
You and I have World Series rings.
We do.
And people made fun of that, rightfully so, because we didn't make a play during the Nats World Series, and we didn't really contribute.
We rode in the same buses in the parade, and had basically the same access as all the players.
Yeah. Michael A. Taylor's catch to end the Dodger series. Grant's catch of a beer below, that almost hit the tire from the top of the bus, and you caught it. Those are the two best catches I've ever seen.
You were grabbing onto my feet, making sure I didn't fall on the road.
Never seen a catch like that. It was unbelievable. I'm so casual. That game showed that we deserve rings.
Oh, you think that game did?
It illustrates what we brought. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You had a 3-1 lead. Toby's over there smirking. Smirking.
Yeah.
Making up memes. Because that was a Toki moment, right? He is getting ready to lampoon us in the chat.
Was Toki memeing us?
He had seven different drafted memes about us 28-3-ing, losing a 3-1 lead. We would have won it if it weren't for Draymond Green punching the huevos. We had all the things made up, and we came through on the road winning a game 7.
Clutch. I've always said we're big game players.
I clutched up.
What do big game players do?
They don't step down. They step up in big time games.
Big players make
big plays
in big
moments.
That's what we did. The Nationals avoided arbitration with Riley Adams. They already agreed to a deal with him.
There you go.
And I told you there were two other guys to look out for. Luis Garcia, who I thought would get non-tendered, and Jake Irvin, who had a possibility to get non-tendered. Both of them were tendered offers.
There you go.
So Luis Garcia remains with the team. So does Jake Irvin. They did not cut bait on anybody. A little bit surprised about the Luis Garcia decision, to be honest with you. But that's another story for another day, perhaps on Bustin' Loose Baseball, the very, very popular Nats podcast starring Toby Altizer, which is available wherever you get your audio. We talked about many of the Week 12 games in the NFL already. I want to go through the games we have not yet hit, though, as we work our way through the matchups with the big storylines of the weekend. Let's go back to the 1 o'clock window. Seahawks, Titans, 7-3 Tennessee, 1-9 Nashville. Tennessee Titans in Nashville. Danny, I have been super unimpressed by the numbers of Cam Ward. I actually watched more of him this past week, went back afterwards and just watched the condensed game. He played okay. This could be a situation of terrible team.
Yep.
You've already got your second play caller and second coach because they blew out the head man halfway through. Like, you're set up to fail. I'm not saying his numbers are anything to write home about. In fact,
they're not.
The precedent says if you have 10 games and you have this collection of numbers, you're probably not going to play well in this league ever. That's what you would bet on right now. But I saw enough redeemable. I saw some big-time throws that are intriguing enough that it's way too early to say Cam Ward can't do this. For Seattle, they got to get back on the good foot. They played a great defensive game against the Rams, but they still lost because Sam Darnold threw four picks. No excuses. Sam Darnold's got to get back to playing at a high level. They had won four straight. They were 7-2 going in. You got to be 8-3. You can't let down this week. He's a heavy favorite.
Yeah, there's no question. You're stepping down in difficulty level, and you're an excellent team with aspirations of home field, winning a division, et cetera. Got to have it for Seattle and with some authority. But to Cam Ward, super quick, he's a dude I think we'll never know. We'll never know if he'd gone to a more neutral situation, a decent situation, could he have played. I liked him coming out of school. He wouldn't have gone ahead of any of the guys for me the year before, right? Like, he's not going ahead of May or Daniels or Caleb Williams or even Michael Penix, and probably not Bo Nix or even J.J. McCarthy for that matter. So, but I still liked him okay, but he's doomed being there. Doomed.
Jaguars, Cardinals in Arizona this weekend. Jacksonville is 6-4. The Cardinals are 3-7. They move forward still without Kyler Murray, who's on injured reserve after they benched him anyway, for Jacoby Brissett, who's played at a high level. Jacksonville is starting to sniff the postseason here. Unimpressively, but last week they might have figured something out. They won by 29 points. They were up 35-6 when the final second ticked off the clock against the L.A. Chargers. They'd lost 3 of 4 going into that game, but now it's 6-4. They're flawed defensively, but Liam Cohen, a first-year head coach, might have them in the postseason. If you look at the AFC standings right now in the conference, they are 7th in a 17 playoff field, a half game ahead of the Texans after their win last night for the last wild card spot.
What a fascinating team this year's Jacksonville Jaguars are. Just in for the ultimate ride.
Well, this year's also been the last time that I'm going to waste any time defending or talking about Trevor Lawrence, because you're just not going to watch him and come away thinking that's a top 12 quarterback.
Yeah.
He is very, very middle of the pack, and I do think he holds them back offensively.
With apologies to your boy, Breadless Joe Jackson, who just loves the Jaguars so much, and it's inexplicable, frankly. It defies belief or logic. I just don't trust them still, even though they've put some pretty good deposits in the bank. You watch some of their games. In the first half of the year, they were a turnover-forcing machine that was pretty damn good on defense. That's fallen apart, as now three straight games, they've scored 30, 29, and 35 points out of their bye week. So, Jekyll and Hyde. Welcome to town. But they've got a very manageable schedule here down the stretch. Starts this week, Arizona, Tennessee, Colts, tough one, obviously. But then the Jets, we could look up, and that could be a 9-win group with a handful of games to play. They close out the year with the Titans as well. They're a playoff team, in my view, in the AFC because of their pretty easy road.
I just think that Jacksonville, if they could get a little more out of Lawrence, could be an 11-12-win team. And because he's playing at like a 9-win pace every single year, they haven't been able to put it over the hump. Also, they're number one in drops, and it's not even close. They have like something like 7 to 10 more drops than any other team in the NFL this season. There's over 30 collectively. I think the trade they made for Jacoby Myers was a good one. All right, 4 o'clock window. I don't know why this game's at 4:25, but it is. New Orleans Superdome. We went there last year. Falcons Saints. NFC South matchup. That's Kirko's music. Michael Penix, torn ACL. By the way, his third ever torn ACL. 2-on-1 leg. This is a different leg, but it's the third he's dealt with. Serious injury. He might not be back in time for next year. So the Falcons have to figure out, what are they going to do at quarterback? I don't think Cousins is going to be there. You got to cut him.
Right.
Get out of that contract. There's no reason he would want to come back there cheaper to be a veteran backup. He feels like they lied to him about not drafting a quarterback and kind of railroaded him and derailed his career. So why, if you're Kirk Cousins, are you going back? They're going to have to be in the quarterback market after $100 million on Cousins and drafting a guy in the top 10. I mean, how does anyone over there keep a job? It's going to be hard to envision if they can't string together some wins here at 3-7.
That was such a mess to begin with, and it's a mess of their own design. What a foolish set of circumstances that was so avoidable.
How's that possible, by the way? $100 million on a veteran,
yeah.
Top 10 pick, and right now for next season, you probably don't have a quarterback on the roster for week 1.
And what was even crazier were the number of people defending it, where you're going, like, you got to have a quarterback, so you threw whatever you can at it, or some kind of weird paradigm. I never understood it. You set up everybody to not do particularly well.
The comment they made that I thought was the most outrageous, and I still remember this quote from right after the draft. They said something like, it was like the hubris of this. They said, we're not going to pick this high for a long, long time, said the 3-7 GM of the Falcons, because they had the 8th pick, I think it was, when they drafted Penix. You know where they would pick right now this second? 8th. By the way, they don't even have that pick, so maybe
yep,
he was right.
Traded away.
Because they traded it to the Rams to go get a defensive end late in the first round last year who's got like 4 sacks. I mean, if I was a Falcons fan, I would be livid about the state of the union.
It is a mess. So you're going to have a quarterback coming off injury, as you said, probably a new head coach, knew everything down there, presumably, as you're, you know, going about your business with whatever this is. And there were some great highs this year. Early season, this was a tough group to play against. I know they lost to Carolina that way, but we saw them beat Buffalo. We saw how dominant they were against Washington. We saw how dominant that defense was against Minnesota earlier on this season. And you go, there are some ingredients here. You've got a star on offense in Bijan Robinson. You've got, now, I know Drake Powell, I'm sure that's a person. Drake London's hurt. You have something there. You got the starter kit of something that's at least pretty good in a very mediocre at best division, and they have just fallen apart, man. It is a mess.
4 o'clock window, Bucks-Rams. Here's a playoff game. Playoff preview, Tampa Bay's a front runner in the NFC South, 6-4. Rams are 8-2. They might be the favorite to come out of the NFC for the Super Bowl. Eagles are going to be in that conversation. I still think Seattle's the most complete team. The Rams beat them last week, even though Seattle outgained them by a bunch. Matt Stafford, among NFC quarterbacks, is the most likely to win the MVP award. Overall, it's like him and Drake May in the odds. 5 consecutive wins for the Rams, 6 of their last 7. Stafford's playing big-time nails football right now. They can run it with Kyren Williams, and this defense has come on like gangbusters. Cover your ears, Commanders fans. Emmanuel Forbes.
Oh, my God.
Is playing football.
He's playing great.
I don't understand it. I'm not going to pretend like this guy's like a DPOY candidate. That's not a thing. But they post on social media about Emmanuel Forbes like we posted about Bill in the preseason. Like, they act like Emmanuel Forbes is, Sauce Gardner with the Jets or something.
I mean, there's some graphic I saw. I don't remember what the numbers were. But, like, when matched up one-on-one in man coverage against Jackson Smith and Jigba, and Jigba managed negative 100,000 yards and had to get an organ removed. I mean, it's just a kick to the giblets. It was never going to happen here, just because for a million reasons. But it's happening there, and boy, is it a hoot.
The weird thing is, this has never happened before. I don't know about you guys, but I don't ever remember a Commanders player struggling here and then going somewhere else and thriving.
Can you?
That's not.
Don't.
This is the first time.
No.
So it was probably due to happen.
Again.
Any hoodles.
And again.
Rams, 8-2. Who would you take if I gave you right now $20 to put down, equal odds, Eagles, Rams, Seahawks to come out of the NFC? Because I think Seattle's the most talented, Philly is the most battle-tested, and then the Rams are kind of the complete package of the – you got the recent ring with McVay and Stafford, and you've got probably close to equal talent to Seattle.
I think it might be the Rams. And there's no wrong answer in there. Those are the three teams to me. That's the kind of the head. But you look at what the Rams have coming up. So Tampa this week, that you already mentioned. Then a few weeks they've got Detroit, who's really going to need that one. And they got one more with Seattle on the road on Thursday Night Foosball on the 18th, right? Those are the only three games they got left against teams with winning records. They've kind of been through a really rough part of their schedule and emerged in really good shape at 8-2. This is as long as ... Matt Stafford. Remember the question of the preseason, rightfully so, by the way, yep, was how banged up he was. He couldn't practice. He couldn't take a snap. He couldn't stand, walk, eat, breathe, go to sleep, anything. And now he's just durable as all hell through 10 weeks of football with their bye week already in the rearview. They could easily be a 12 or 13 win team, have home field if some of these other teams stumble, and the road to the Super Bowl might go through them. They're complete. They're awesome on defense, too.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We're live in Manassas at Uptown Alley. One of our producers, Ryan Clary, just got in a big way. He will have to explain himself live on the radio as soon as we return next on 106.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Uptown Alley in Manassas. Grant and Danny on the Fan live until 6:30. We will get you ready for a full weekend of football before we say goodbye. A lot of storylines to hit out of the NFL still. But right now we've got to welcome onto the show one of our producers, Ryan Clary, back in our D.C. studio. See, out here at Uptown Alley, it's myself and Danny and Toby. Back in D.C., we've got Darius running the board and Ryan from corporate, who runs our cameras and helps us out on the production of the show. So just some housekeeping, a little bit of Radio Insider stuff. There's only so much we can do while we're on the air to see things that are breaking, to vet them, to get the intel in the moment that is going on in the sports world, because you and I are busy conversing.
Yes.
It's mentally taxing, but we're listening to the person so we can react. When do I jump in? When do I not? I mean, that's kind of the gig.
Yeah, listen, we're not splitting the atom here. It's not the most complicated thing in the world, but it does require some acumen. It requires the ability to, I would say, multitask at times, to listen, to focus on the next thing, and you've got a million things to worry about, to set up the next topic, to rehash what we did before, to tease this prize and that prize, and I'm looking up the numbers and trying to make sure I'm listening to you and so forth. It can get a little unwieldy at times.
But if it was just up to us, we'd miss breaking news all the time, and luckily that's where producers come in. We have these producers that work hard for our
producing,
show.
Just producing, yeah.
And they produce the program. They're doing everything from booking guests and getting them on the line and getting winners for prizes and sliding us reads to do and saying, hey, make sure you do this. All helpful. The other thing they do is if news breaks, they send it to us. But by the time it gets to us, when you've now told us about it, we got to get it on the air as soon as possible. There's these checks and these balances. That's what the producer's job is, to make sure that the news is authentic and legitimate before they send it to us. Because as soon as you send it to us, we're going to talk about it on the radio. That's the process.
Yep.
So I got a text from producer Ryan during our last segment. I'm going to read it to you.
Okay.
It's in all caps.
All caps.
And it says, oh, my God, Nats DFA'd K-Bear. K-Bear is K-Bear Ruiz. DFA'd would mean they released Ruiz, their catcher.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to let the rest of you guys know, bury the lead here, they didn't actually do that.
They did not do that.
They have not DFA'd K-Bear Ruiz. He's still a National. Ryan didn't know that, though. Toby goes, where? Huh? What? See, this is instincts. Toby's going, that makes no sense. They wouldn't have done that. And Ryan, in all caps, responds, Andrew Golden.
Andrew Golden.
Andrew Golden covers the Nationals for The Washington Post. Reputable. Credible. If he says it, it's happening. To which, Toby, what did you do to vet this? Because very quickly, Toby slid his phone across to me and says, this is not true.
Yeah, I mean, I immediately went to Andrew Golden's Twitter, not Andrew Golden, at Andrew Golden, at Andrew C. Golden, the guy that actually writes for the Washington Post.
The C stands for credible, right?
Yeah, and so I looked, and I'd already sent a couple of things from Nationals News into our group tweet thread or whatever, and I was like, all right, let's check the profile. Nothing there. So I'm like, maybe the internet's slow here. I'm hitting refresh 15 times, still nothing.
Now, mind you, had we not have been mid-NFL segment, had we not been in the middle of breakdowns, music playing, on another slower day, we're already talking about Andrew Golden's report. We're already talking about K-Bear Ruiz being DFA'd. Now, in another organization, there is a multiverse where that would happen if you were allowed to spend money, and you've now decided this guy is not worth this money. It's not a lot of money, but he's not particularly good. And it's not the craziest thing in the world. But here, it would be incredibly
It would be shocking.
Surprising. So, Toby then finds out somehow that this is a fake tweet from a fake account. How did you figure that out?
Yeah, I clicked on at Andrew Golden, the one that this tweet was from, not at Andrew C. Golden, the
right.
actual reporter, and there were zero followers. now, they did a good job of this. They did a fantastic job. They made sure to use Andrew Golden's full bio.
Okay.
They used his profile picture. They used his cover photo. I actually texted Andrew and said, fantastic job, buddy, at making a parody account. He said, I'm not smart enough to do that. But they had everything set up, but when you see that they have one, they're following one person and no one's following them, that's probably not the Andrew Golden that actually covers the Nationals.
So Clary's investigation was a little less thorough, I'd say, because he retweeted this tweet. And in all caps was like, this is insane! And then, like, celebrated the news, essentially, as if to be like, new day in Washington, D.C., Paul Toboni kicking butt and taking names, right? Like I told you this guy was going to just start busting skulls.
Like, a new era has begun right now.
Here's the problem. It did not happen.
Fake account.
Now, luckily, we didn't talk about it on the show. That would have been bad.
Yep.
But we can talk about it now.
Yes.
So without further ado, let's welcome onto the show Ryan Clary. Ryan, how are you, bud?
I'm doing well. First and foremost, I did not tweet out any of those things like, Tavoni's crushing skulls. I just said, oh, wow, this is surprising. I forgot.
Did you retweet the fake news and comment on it?
I did. I got got. And you know what? I got got. Like, that's just what it is. You've gotten got. Danny's gotten got. We've
Absolutely.
All gotten got. Like, if you look at that account, from just looking at it, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, all this Nats news flying around, you're anticipating news, and all of a sudden you see that, I'm like, oh my God. I do the Locked On Nationals podcast, couple thousand listeners, no big deal. So I've got stuff to do, and I'm like thinking, oh my gosh, like, this is a big deal. I text you guys, like, oh my gosh, Kiber Ruiz DFA'd, like, this is big news. Did not think to click on that account, because honestly,
that's a pretty important part of the process.
It is. It is.
Like, the moment you text us that, we start talking about it on the air. Do you know what jackasses we look like?
Well, so
if I was to say, oh my God, the Nats just DFA'd K-Bear.
So let me say this. So it goes from Ryan to Darius to the point that he's now talking in our ear, not over the air, that
this
has happened.
That's your Darius
so,
in our ear, as if to say, talk about this.
So
like, check the messages.
So I check the messages, and I immediately go, as if to say, hey, we're getting ready to talk about this because this is major. I retweeted it. Now, the reason the reason I did so is because I'm not getting duped by that. I'm getting duped by you. Does that make any sense? If it comes through my producers who are telling me the information, it's time for a reaction. But you see what I'm saying? I assume a level of
that. Did you post a comment with
100%.
I didn't even know this.
And that's the angle to the story. I immediately get a text from our guy Mark Zuckerman. Fake account. That's not Andrew. And I realized that 10 seconds after I posted it, instantly deleted it, it's gone.
What did you say?
Oh, wow. Totally unexpected. Right? Like, or something like that. I don't remember what it is. It's gone.
I had no idea you got too.
And he said, you had me panicking for a minute. And I said, yeah, I panicked too. I was on air. And I once it gets to me, I assume, and this is my own incorrect thing, that you guys wouldn't, like, I trust everybody involved here. You're not going to interrupt us unless it's real. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's a whole show process going on, and no one's going to be like, you guys have to stop what you're doing because this major thing just happened, unless a major thing happened.
Wait, if you guys listen closely, you hear that bus backing up in the background.
Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, that's Clary laying under there. And who's that driving it? Oh, it's Danny.
I didn't even check my mirrors.
It just backed right over him.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Like, that account was... I mean, like, they got what they wanted with that. Because
yeah, you
it looked
to think
great.
It
yeah, they got you.
It
but,
looked
but,
great.
But
it
Ryan,
looked exactly like his account with all these Nats news flying.
You follow
like
Andrew
15,
Golden.
I know, but I had like 15 retweets in like 2 minutes. I'm like, oh, you don't even think about
but
it.
How did you even see it?
Because someone else retweeted it at that point. I don't know who, but someone else did, and that's all. I was like, oh my gosh, I can look over at Darius. Didn't even think of it.
So
had a ton of interaction already. And I was just thinking that it was the real thing.
But at no point did you think, before we talk about it on the radio, you didn't think, let me make sure this is a Andrew Golden. That didn't cross your mind?
I mean, not at that point.
Like you put it in the chat.
It looked real.
To talk about on the radio.
I'm looking at Andrew Golden's Twitter every single day, and it's like I just see that, and I'm
well,
like,
"You're not. You're looking at Andrew Goldem's Twitter."
No, I'm looking at whoever retweeted it. I'm looking at whoever retweeted it, and again, like it looked like his Twitter.
That's the point. That's exactly how they trick people.
I know, but not to that point. Like usually, the at will be like, "Oh, at like Nats fanboy 627 or something like that." And at this point, it's at Andrew Golden. You don't even think about it.
But, Guy, you realize if you're trying to trick people with a fake account, you wouldn't make it look nothing like the other account with a weird picture, and you would put all of the same things in there.
Yes, but, Grant, in those situations, like, I can't think. There's a million parody accounts out there, and you're right in that sense, but it's usually, like, a number one at the end or something like that. When it's at the reporter for the Washington Post name, I'm like, I don't even think about it. There's like 15 retweets in like 3 minutes or whatever it was. There's a bunch of interaction. There's like Nationals fan pages that are retweeting it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
the
I don't even think about
isn't
it.
Isn't that it's a good parody or a bad parody?
Yeah.
We all agree it's a great parody. It's already been suspended.
I'll co-sign. Great parody account.
Yeah, fantastic
job.
Somebody
did a really good job. All I'm saying that even like, I understand if you get fooled for a second where you're like, oh my God, they cut DFA K-Bert Ruiz. But, like, to get to a point where you're putting it in the show chat and retweeting it, there should be one other step in there somewhere.
Yeah,
which
like
is,
Grant and I are going back and forth on storylines for NFL games. It gets to the point that it's in – I got ADD, man. I was ADD before it was cool, all right? They just used to say I was dumb at school. And then before they started medicating me in high school. I can barely do both things. If you start telling me that there's news, I'm going to get distracted. You know what I mean? Like, if it gets to the point that it's that major that you've got to talk – that you guys need to talk to us and stop what you're doing – I got to have a threshold. I got to make sure. I got to do one more click, regardless of how nice the profile picture is.
I want to get Dad in on this, who is the senior producer of the Grant and
Danny
Radio program, who also, beep, 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 there's a bus somewhere around here.
Check the DMs. Check the DMs. We got Nats news. Check the DMs.
Darius?
A little bit of exaggeration there. I just said check DMs. That was literally one phrase. There was no panic to my phrasing with you or anything.
How about this?
I was very calm. I said, "Hey, check DMs."
Nats, dude, check DMs.
Nope, none of that. I just whispered into you guys' ears, "Hey, check DMs."
Check DMs.
So there's that.
But that was not in any reference to the fact that we should talk about what was in the DMs.
Huh.
Sorry, it wasn't DMs, but text message. But yes, it basically yes, it was me suggesting, "Hey, I want to make sure you guys see this."
Yeah, here's my question to you. Did you actually see it, or was this just you, Ryan, like, hey, this is happening?
So I didn't vet it until Toby said, what, where? And then when he said that, I went to go look for the tweet, and then I said, uh-oh.
Yeah. So, now, again, Darius is running the board. Darius is probably answering calls.
Well, Darius
is getting
cameras.
Audio.
Clary's got a lot going on.
He does. But there's an assumption that I think all of us have that I don't think I'll have anymore. That if it gets out of the initial test phase,
right.
It's authentic. It's been authenticated.
What's amazing is, shtick aside, I'm doing a lot of bits here. I would say the way that the process played out, at about a 92% clip, that would normally make it onto the air this segment. The fact that it didn't is so lucky and fortuitous.
Yes.
I literally was in my mind. This is what I was thinking. So I want to stop this right now to do that. It's the off season. How many people care about the Nats right now? And I'm like debating it, and I'm like, we'll wait. At no point did I think he actually didn't get DFA.
Yeah.
Luckily. But, so here's my other question, Clary. Did you record a new Locked On episode yet about the DFA?
What's up, guys? Ryan Clary here. Instant reaction. No more K-Bear Ruiz. What does that mean for the team?
I did record a YouTube short.
No, you did not.
I did not post it, and I came back.
No, I was joking. You did.
No,
how long?
I did. It was like a 30-second clip.
He didn't know until he came back in here that it was fake.
Wait, whoa. You leave the studio. You go record it. You come back in, and Darius says it's not real.
It was me fresh right there for Locked On Nationals listeners, and then I came back, and Darius like, oh, dude, it was fake.
Oh. Wow. When you hear it on Grant and Danny, you know it's real. This is a credible operation. You can trust us. We're the Walter Cronkites of Sports Talk Radio. You're locked into the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.